From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you've applied for a mortgage recently, you know how hard it can be. Banks demand all kinds of obscure documents. They want proof of just about every asset you own. Well, now we're going to tell you about an innovative mortgage program halfway around the world. No documents needed. If you're approved, you can get a 15-year mortgage at fixed rates. As NPR's Daniel Zwerdling reports, it is a throwback to the days when bankers got to know their customers and trust them.
If you're interested in getting one of these mortgages, sorry, there's a catch. It's for low-income people in Cambodia. Let's start off by visiting a family that applied recently. We leave the crazy traffic in downtown Phnom Penh. That's the capital. We drive past outdoor markets. They're selling statues of Buddha and meat swarming with flies. The road changes to gravel, then dirt. We are passing skinny white cattle now with humps on their shoulders. Their ribs are sticking out. And there's Shreve Kang and her family. They're all standing outside their house. She says they're desperate to get one of those new mortgages so they can buy a nicer home, because this one is a corrugated metal shack. They speak through my interpreter.
So it gets flooded during rainy season.
The house gets flooded during the rainy season.
And also it has no proper water system.
It's like a long garden shed. Two families live here, nine people in all. This shack is at the side of a field that looks like a swamp. There's water all over, green algae, green goo, trash everywhere. Could you show it to us, please? The floor is just hard-packed dirt. It's not level. It's very lumpy, little hills everywhere. So when did this flood?
If it rained for like 2 or 3 days in a row, the water will get into my house. When it's flooded, the water level is high above my ankle.
But maybe all that's about to change. Now, if Kang walked into a regular bank in Cambodia and said, "Hello, I live in a shack and I'd like a mortgage to buy a nice house," they'd basically say, "Are you nuts?" Kang sells rice soup at a stall along the road. In fact, she's cooking the soup during our visit. She's frying ingredients in a huge aluminum pot on a charcoal fire just outside their shack. Rice, salt, palm sugar. It looks like there's various animal parts in that porridge, bones and skin. What is this paste?
It's a fermented Chinese radish.
So she does work, but a typical bank would say, you can't prove how much money you make. You don't get salary slips. It's too risky to give you a mortgage. Then, late last year, Kang heard there's a special bank called First Finance. And First Finance is designed specifically to give mortgages and building loans to low-income people like her. So she applied. On this morning, her family hasn't heard yet whether First Finance will approve the loan. But they can already imagine their new home. Two stories with indoor plumbing. It could cost $20,000. Before you heard of First Finance, did you ever dream that you could afford to buy and live in a nice house?
I have always wanted to live in nice, beautiful houses. But with my business, with my small, very small business like this, I never expect that I can afford to buy a house.
This unusual mortgage program in Cambodia was the brainchild of an American.
My name is Talmadge Payne. I am the founder and chairman of First Finance.
Talmadge Payne is 45 years old, and he grew up feeling it's normal to want to help low-income people in poor countries. His parents were eye doctors in Nigeria. When Payne graduated from college, he moved to Cambodia to work with refugees. Roughly 2 million Cambodians had been slaughtered, or they died of starvation or disease under the Khmer Rouge in the 1970s. When Payne got here in the early 90s, they were still fighting. It made ABC News.
And in Cambodia, a new government offensive against the Khmer Rouge guerrillas. This new action threatens the success.
When I first came here, it would be dirt roads, no building over two stories, a few wandering cows. If you want electricity, you need your own generator. The only vehicles were some form of rocket launcher or jeep. Country was at war.
Then the United Nations helped make peace, and since then, Cambodia has been changing dramatically. It's still one of the poorer countries in the world, but you can hear the transformation. Just 5 years ago, everyone rode bicycles. The streets of Phnom Penh were quiet. Today, it's mainly motorbikes and more SUVs. You still see Buddhist monks strolling around in orange robes and sandals and chanting. And a lot of Cambodians still stop at a particular food cart along the river, the vendors selling mountains of fried bugs. These are the scariest looking things. Are these?
This is a tarantula.
What does a tarantula taste like?
It's crispy.
But you know that globalization has come to Cambodia when you see the Dairy Queen right behind him. So, this is where Talmadge Payne has been working. Payne helped run a microfinance program. That's the system where you lend small amounts of money for a few months at a time to help people jumpstart a business. But Payne says the more he watched Cambodia's economy growing, the more he realized it was leaving many low-income people behind, especially in housing.
If you go to their homes, they had horrendous homes. They were living, you know, all in the parents' home, too many people. They don't have access to getting a good house.
And Payne says microfinance was not the solution. People need much bigger long-term loans to buy a house. And he learned something else. Low-income families would actually make great customers if you gave them a mortgage. For one thing, just about everybody in the family typically works. The wife might run a market stall. The husband does day labor.
Grandma sells peanuts on the side of the road. Kids work.
Which means the families are financially resilient. If one person has to stop working, everyone else will chip in to save their house.
You're giving somebody something they never thought they could have. So no matter what the hardship is, what's the one bill they're not going to miss? They're not going to miss their mortgage.
A few years ago, Payne took that message to major banks in Cambodia. He said, let's start a program together to help low-income families buy their first homes. We'll be very businesslike. We won't subsidize anybody. We'll require customers to make a down payment. And you, the banks, will make a profit. At the same time, you'll be helping your country. Development specialists tell me that Payne is one of the pioneers who's taking this approach. The commercial banks didn't bite. How many banks did you go to saying, please lend us money to give out mortgages to these people?
Probably 4 or 5.
And every one of those banks said,
nope, no way.
Payne decided, okay, then I'll just have to set up a new bank myself. He and a handful of friends chipped in a total of $300,000. Then they raised another $1 million from investment funds that want to do good and make money. They applied to the Cambodian government for a license, and presto, the first finance bank opened for business 4 years ago. So now Cambodia had a bank that wants to give housing loans to low-income people. The next challenge was, how do you get the word out? Surveys show that Cambodians listen to radio. When the woman who makes rice soup heard about First Finance, she and her husband applied for a mortgage so they could move out of their shack. And next thing she knew, two credit officers from the bank showed up at her soup stall at lunchtime so they could study how she runs her business. I joined the officers one day when they went back for a follow-up. This was their third visit. And these visits from the credit officers are the key to what makes First Finance work. Shreve Kang sells her rice soup from three battered wooden tables on a side street in a dusty industrial neighborhood. The street is lined with factories that make clothing for the U.S. and Europe. There are other food stalls, too, that sell grilled chicken and noodles. When the factory bells sound the break, hundreds of workers pour out on the street and up to the stalls. Kang's soup costs around 25 cents. Workers crowd around her. And the credit officers stand back and watch the scene unfold. Since Kang and a lot of other vendors don't keep financial records, these credit officers go into the field to investigate. Can the applicants afford a mortgage? The officers are named Sopaek Sai and Vani Hang. They've already been doing reference checks. For instance, they talk to the man who grills corn cobs nearby. Does Kang usually have a lot of customers? Do other vendors trust her?
The final question he asked is, what is her personality? And he replied, that lady to you also friendly, and that's why she got a lot of customers. I actually asked three people before, and their answer is all positive.
And after the lunch rush, the credit officers interview Shreve Kang herself while she washes dishes in plastic buckets. How many kilos of vegetables did you use today? How much chicken? How much did you pay for them?
Last thing is, don't forget to give me a refund of the people that you bought the rice from, people you bought the pork from, and also the grocery store. I would like to know their phone number.
These credit officers have been doing the same detailed research on her husband. He sells clothes at a roadside stall in another part of town. The officers calculate that Kang and her husband make almost $800 per month. A lot of First Finance customers make half that much. So I think we've arrived at the new house. Just before I left Cambodia, officials at First Finance approved the mortgage for Shreve Kang and her husband. They lent them $16,000 so the family could leave the shack they share with another family and live in their own dream house. Many families get 10 or 15-year mortgages, but Kang's going to try to pay it back faster. They bought their new house as soon as they got the money. Will you please show it to us?
Yes.
The family will pay 18% interest. Most Cambodian banks charge more like 12 or 13%. But then, regular banks would never lend money to people like Shreve Kang. Her mother shows off their new home just before they move in. Wow, now this. This house is completely different than the house where you're living now. There's beautiful tile work, arches. There's a living room with a 14-foot ceiling, then a dining room and an indoor kitchen. There's a bathroom with a porcelain sit-down toilet. Back at the metal shack, nine people share a hole in the dirt.
I'm happy and excited for the new toilet because it's easier for us when we want to use it, and it's beautiful.
Well, shall we go upstairs? This house is so big that you might get lost in it.
I will not get lost in this house.
Talmadge Payne says so far, First Finance has made more than 700 home loans. Roughly 2% of the customers have defaulted. That's a lower rate than in the United States. And listen to this. First Finance and its investors are making a profit. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
You can see pictures of Shreve Kang's old shack and her new house at npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.